Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bridge Across the Stars, a sci-fi bridge original anthology by Rhett C. Bruno, Felix R. Savage, Daniel Aronson, David Van Dyke, Will McIntosh, Craig Martell, Patty Jansen, Lindsay Baroker, Jason Anspach, Anne Christie, Chris Dietzel, Josie Russell, Chris Porto, Steve Bollier, Lucas Bale, Maya Catherine Bonhoff, and David Bruns. Edited by Chris Porto and Rhett C. Bruno. Forward by Kevin J. Anderson. Narrated by Greg Tremblay and Nicole Poole. Forward to the collection by Kevin J. Anderson. When I was a kid, the universe opened up for me with thought-provoking and imaginative space adventures about colonies on other planets, alien intelligences, time travel, and mind-bending scientific inventions. My real world was nowhere near as exciting. In fact, it was quite mundane, and I think I was the only dreamer for miles around. As a boy, I lived in a speck-on-the-map small town in southeastern Wisconsin, not the sort of place that would inspire big thinking and lots of creativity. Sure, it was a charming, laid-back environment straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting with red barns and cornfields where nobody locked their doors and where all of the neighbors were related to me somehow. Franksville, Wisconsin was a place with absolutely no imagination and no excitement. Anyone who longed for adventure beyond the stars had to travel vicariously. And that's where the library came in, with its science fiction section, which comprised the top half of one tall set of metal bookshelves. At the time, reading four entire shelves of books, each book sporting a little rocket ship logo surrounded by an atom symbol, seemed a daunting task. Like the characters I watched on Star Trek, which my young imagination didn't think was nearly as good as Lost in Space because it had more monsters, I decided to embark on a 5-year mission to boldly go where no man has gone before. Or at least where no kid in my town had gone before. I wanted to read all the science fiction, every book in the world. And surely my library had them all on that one set of shelves. Paul Anderson, Isaac Asimov, Ray Bradbury, Arthur C. Clarke. Yes, I started at the beginning of the alphabet. But even that was too slow a delivery system. I needed more science fiction and faster. I discovered that the way to get the most science fiction ideas delivered like a triple espresso was to read big SF anthologies. My small town library had every volume of Nebula Award winners and an entire set of the Orbit anthology series, edited by Damon Knight. But a lot of those stories were too artsy and esoteric for my 12-year-old tastes. I didn't know anything about the New Wave movement or experimental writing. I just wanted great stories. I was in the age of wonder. Then I discovered the story collections of Ray Bradbury and Isaac Asimov. Asimov would take an idea and run with it. Bradbury blew my mind in collection after collection. The Golden Apples of the Sun, The Illustrated Man, R is for Rocket, S is for Space, The Martian Chronicles. Best of all, I discovered several giant SF anthologies edited by Groff Conklin. A treasury of science fiction, the big book of science fiction, great short novels of science fiction. These were massive tomes, chock full of adventures taken from the pages of the best pulp magazines. Amazing stories, astounding science fiction, thrilling wonder stories, the true breeding ground of the genre. During the summer, when I was reading those anthologies, I might have slept in small-town Wisconsin, but my mind really lived in the wildest frontiers of space and time. That's when I really fell in love with short stories. And it wouldn't do to just read them. I decided to start writing stories of my own and sending them to magazines. I began to get those published, nearly 150 of them so far. Even though some of the magazines are still around, today's true breeding ground for the best short SF stories is in anthologies. And the most fertile land for new anthologies comes out of the indie presses. Some anthologies are assembled along traditional lines, such as those from my own Wordfire Press, but others are more of a co-op venture with ambitious indie writers and publishers.